Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to be talking about an incredibly exciting opportunity for this community, the Columbia Pacific region, the Pacific Northwest. The opportunity to bring back Astoria's last remaining ferry to ply the waters of the Columbia River estuary. A ferry that was built here in Astoria. There are a group of people, a lot of citizens who are very excited about this. Bring the ferry home where she belongs for a lot of fabulous things that can happen so that people can get out on the water. And today we're going to be talking about their very first fundraiser, which happens tonight from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Street 14 Cafe in downtown Astoria. And in the studio, I have Dulcie Taylor. Dulcie is not only the president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, ADHDA. She is also on the board of the Astoria Ferry Group. Hi, Dulcie.
Good morning, Donna.
So glad you're here.
Thank you.
I am also very fortunate to have in the studio Tom Brownson. Tom is on the board of the Astoria Yacht Club, and he is also a board member of the Astoria Ferry Group. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Donna. Good to be here.
Very good to have you here. I'm excited to hear all about the history of the tourist number two, the ferry. But before we talk about the ferry, let's talk about each of you a little bit for our listeners who may not be familiar with you. Dulcie, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm actually coming up on my 10-year anniversary of being in Astoria.
And what a decade it's been.
Yeah,
you've made
holy
a huge
cow.
Positive difference here.
Well, thank you for that. But it's been really fun, and that's mostly what I look for. But I own Old Town Framing, got involved in the community, nine years I've been involved in the community doing events and organizing and having fun and this is just another thing on that list of things.
And you moved from Seattle.
I did.
And chose Astoria because of all the rich history, all of the, I mean, well, of course.
Right. I accidentally fell in love with Astoria.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
Many. Because I didn't really know Astoria.
Right.
I moved here for other reasons. I accidentally fell in love with Astoria.
Yes, there's a magic here.
And now,
yes,
I love Astoria.
Exactly. And Tom, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have currently lived in Astoria for about 10 years now, but this isn't my first go around. I actually came here back in 1960. My parents moved here. My father went to work for the city as a city engineer from Idaho, and I spent the next 4 years here in Astoria living at 14th and Jerome. So I often was looking down the street and I watched that ferry come and go as a kid. It was always there.
Cool.
Yes,
time here.
Significant piece of history. And then you moved back here 10 years ago?
And then, I ended up back here 10 years ago. I was in Cannon Beach. I ended up growing up in Cannon Beach for the rest of the time. And then I left the area and I came back and I've slowly drifted up the coast and ended up here in Astoria pretty inadvertently. It wasn't my plan, but I looked around too and I thought, I like what Astoria is and where it is. And I bought a float home. And
a float home meaning a boat?
No, it's a float home. It's over on the John Day River.
There's a little float home, one of the floating houses.
Floating houses down there.
Called a float home.
Thus, my connection to water and rivers started again in a more solid way. And I took up sailing and I own a couple boats now, so I understand what it is to have a boat, an old boat. And I'm a retired contractor.
Oh, okay. So you know not only about boats, but you also know about wood and materials and things like that.
I have some grasp.
That's a really good thing. And I know that the Astoria Ferry Group has really been fortunate to bring together a group of very talented people, professional shipwrights, all kinds of folks who've come together. But before we talk about what it means to save the ferry, to bring the ferry back to Astoria, let's talk about what the ferry was and its history here in Astoria and why it's so significant.
Well, sure,
to this
I can talk
region.
A little bit about that, Actually, I'm learning right now more about the ferry. So I can give you a sketch of the history. And it was originally built here in Astoria. back in 1924.
As a passenger and a car ferry.
It carried like 100 passengers and 20 cars capacity. And it operated continuously along with a couple other ferries that are no longer around till 1966, almost continuous, except for a little brief stint between 41 and 45 thereabouts during the war, where it was taken over and used as a mine layer and troop transport between Fort Canby and Fort Stevens. Makes it part of the interesting history, because if you look at the old pictures of this boat, you see one thing, and you look at it post-war, it's a little bit different because they'd made some modifications. And then it was readapted to ferry usage once the war was over, and then continued to run until the Megler Bridge was put in place. And it was sold to Kirkland Ferry?
No, first it was sold to some people up near Tacoma at it was renamed the Islander, and it was amended to be a large truck, like I imagine a van, large vans. So mm-hmm. that some changes were made to the deck and the height of the main floor to accommodate taller trucks.
Essentially, though, it's like it's 110 feet, right? It's 100, and how many people can fit on the ferry?
So right now, as it's currently configured, about 150, is that right?
100? Actually, I was just looking at the old COI the other day, and it's somewhere between 162 and 205.
So okay, capacity.
Okay. That includes deckhands.
Because then at another point in its history, it went on, it was bought to as a pleasure cruising craft. Right. And it was the car decks were adapted. The glass windows were put around. It's all in the original superstructure and framework, but glass windows were put around and
a new floor, bathrooms,
all this sort of thing, so that people could take tours on Lake Washington up
between
in Seattle.
Kirkland and
floor
bathrooms,
all this sort of thing, so that people could take tours on Lake Washington.
Between Kirkland and Seattle on Lake Washington.
So it operated here for many years, several decades, ferrying people from Astoria over to the Long Beach Peninsula.
Yeah.
And actually, Terry, our engineer, wrote it and used to eat hamburgers on it and remembers wonderful things about that.
Well, I moved from Spokane in 47, and the biggest boat I'd ever seen was on Lake Coeur d'Alene or Lake Ponderay. And so 35, 40 foot, and those were big boats to me. And we moved over here, and wow, 110 feet long, that's a big boat. But we would come over to Astoria shopping, and the current would be going funky, or the wind would go funky, and the ferry couldn't get into the Megler side. So we would have to lay two in a hotel in Astoria till we get home the next day. But I love the hamburgers in the galley.
Yes.
What was the name of that hotel, Terry?
It's a big gray building right
here. The Commodore.
There you go.
Still there.
Okay. So that ferry, a lot of people have great memories, and you actually saw it, Tom, operating.
Right, and I wrote on it as well.
And you wrote on it as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, so then it was sold when the bridge was built, and then it went up to Seattle.
It had many lives after that.
It had many lives after that. And then what happened? How did a group of Astorians say, whatever happened to our last remaining ferry, and should we try to bring it home?
Well, people have been looking at this boat for quite a while. It's been in Bremerton for 5 years, and Astorians have been looking at it for some time, but it took Jake Jacob from the Cannon Pier Hotel to get some movement on it, and he's the one that came to me and Cindy Price, and we got moving, and we got Tom and a bunch of other really great people on our board. And that's kind of how we got to here.
And it would seem like right now you have a business plan. You have this group of people who are organizing. You're working on getting community support. This is the very first event you're having tonight, because it is to bring it here, which is obviously cost money. And so most people are very supportive. Although there are probably some people who are like, oh my gosh, but look at the trolley. When the trolley was first suggested, a lot of people said, oh my gosh, that'll never work. It's going to be too expensive. I mean, Tom, you know about that.
Well, that's right. And you know, I've had a little conversation with Jim Wilkins, who helped seriously bring that here. And there were a lot of people that just didn't see what the trolley could bring to Astoria. What good would it do? It's just going to be an expense. And now look around. People love the trolley.
Yeah, locals and visitors.
That's right.
Everyone.
It's become part of who we are here.
Yes.
And I, you know, it's interesting that I have, since I've been on this board, I randomly talk about the ferry to a random assortment of people. And to a person, they go, that's really cool. I haven't run into anybody who thinks that that ferry being here isn't a brilliant idea.
Oh, it is a brilliant idea. It's bringing home a piece of history. And the current owner is very supportive, and because he wants to sell it, and he wants to sell it to us.
Actually, I think that if he had his way, he would keep every boat he ever bought, because he loves boats so much.
Yeah.
But that's a ridiculous idea. So, so the idea of selling the ferry to Astorians is really very, very attractive to him. In fact, he wants to come and work on the ferry when it is here in Astoria. He is that passionate about this boat. He adores it and totally supports it coming back to Astoria.
And so we're going to talk in the second half of the program about what needs to happen to make that a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So once the Astoria Ferries group formed then, which was just really fairly recently in the last year or so, would you say? Yeah. And Robert Jacob, indeed, Jake did spearhead the effort and put his considerable enthusiasm and energy behind it. And he was a visionary with the trolley and with all kinds of things.
The
Liberty. So it's like he knows something the rest of us better figure out. You know, he knows it sooner than we do. In some ways. And so even though people might think, oh, it's a daunting task, it's like, yes, this is the thing to do for this area right now, to save and bring home the ferry. So you formed the group, and then you went to look at it.
Yeah.
And how was that?
Well, the boat is up in Bremerton, and it sits at the end of the Bremerton Marina. I spied it through a little hole in the parking garage as we were parking, and I was like, what's that little house up there? And indeed, it was the ferry, and it was a rainy, horrible day, and I'm like, wow, it's so tiny. I mean, I imagined it huge, and even though I'd seen pictures of what it looked like today, I still had that historic 1924 ferry in my mind, and it didn't look like that, and I'm like, oh, it doesn't look like the ferry. Is that a ferry? But once you get on it and sit there, I mean, I've been on the boat 2 times, and once in raininess and once in sunshine, and it is, I never had the privilege of going on that boat, like Terry and Tom, but the last time I went up there, it was like, it just spoke to me. It was already ours. It was already coming back to Astoria with us. We could have put it in our pocket. I have a picture of the Washington State Ferry, the big Washington State Ferry, docks right next to it. So here's our tiny ferry, and here's the massive, you know, here's the original, one of the original ferries, and the big, it's pretty cool.
And you know what? The idea of riding a ferry, I mean, that's one of the things people love to do when they go to Seattle, obviously, is, you know, the idea of riding a boat, a ferry, and being out on the water. I mean, the Columbia River estuary, which is where we are, Astoria, perched right above it, that is, defines this community, really.
Right.
And yet, there are so few ways to get on the water, unless you're a fisherman, unless you have a boat. And having the ferry here to share with locals for, you know, events and weddings and cruises, whatever, is just an amazing, brilliant idea. So we'll talk more about plans, ideas, and how people can find out more. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, we're talking about an amazing opportunity to bring back the last ferry permanently, to bring it home to Astoria, Oregon. The Tourist Number 2, which is now a passenger ferry, located in Bremerton, Washington. Tonight, there is a fundraiser, and it's actually just a great opportunity to learn more about it, too, because from 4:30 to 7:30 at Street 14 Cafe, there will be a soiree with top-of-the-hour short presentations, at 5, at 6, and at 7, so that you can learn a little bit more about it. And, I mean, this is really an opportunity to get on the ground floor of bringing the ferry home. And today in the studio, my guests are Dulcie Taylor, She is the president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, ADHDA. She's also on the board of the Astoria Ferry Group. I also have Tom Brownson. Tom is a major yachtsman, boater, and he's on the board of the Astoria Yacht Club, as well as a board member of the Astoria Ferry Group. Yes.
Donna, I would just like to, we've been saying it was built here in 1924, but we have to throw out the most important name in this whole thing is that Fritz Elfing was the man that built these ferries. I mean, he built the Terps 1, 2, 3, and he was the instigator, the visionary of these ferries. So there's actually a picture of him on the Tourist 2 at the helm of the Tourist 2.
Oh.
So he's the guy that built them.
That's great. Well, this is a very significant vessel. It's the only one which is remaining.
Yes.
And the only original one remaining. And so when you saw it and when you got together and you said, okay, and Robert Jacobs said, this needs to come back to Astoria, just as the trolley has become, iconic here, this ferry needs to come home. Then what did you all need to do in order to try to begin to create the structure to make that happen?
Well, actually, I just want people to know that, and then I'm going to throw it over to Tom to talk a little bit about something else. But I just want people to know that we didn't just like go up there and I know nothing about boats. I'm not a boating person, but so my word is just like a heartfelt thing, not a critical thing. So we've had Coast Guard on that boat. We've had like three different investigations by Coast Guard people. We've had shipwrights from Astoria. We've had electricians from Astoria. We have tons of people that have examined this boat. So as a board, we were weighing the pros and cons of whether we really wanted to buy this boat and if we could, as Tom said, ultimately make it self-sustainable and bring it home to Astorians.
And you all have a business plan.
We do.
So do you want to talk a little bit more about how, so apparently after the inspections, after the shipwrights, the Coast Guard, and all that, everyone determined, yes, this would be a good investment. We need to be able to figure a way to have Astorians buy this ferry and bring it home, and then it will be able to operate sustainably. So how did that work out? Because now you're affiliated. The Astoria Ferry Group is affiliated with the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, which is a 501c3.
Yes.
So people are making donations on Facebook? No, they don't make it on Facebook. They go to AstoriaFerry.com.
Yes, there's a PayPal option on our website.
Okay, so people are making donations to bring the ferry home on AstoriaFerry.com through PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Facebook. You have a post office box in Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear a little bit more about the plan, because right now what you need is, obviously the community support seems to be there. People are excited about it. It is kind of the talk of the town at the post office everywhere. People are like, is the ferry? Yes, we want the ferry. So obviously money and volunteers are needed, et cetera. So what is the plan like, Tom? Tell us about that.
Well,
what needs to happen to bring it here?
Well, right now it's in the first stage of what needs to happen. Dulcie talked about people looking at it. We had a surveyor take a walk through it and take pictures and do inspections. We have a lot of details about the condition of the boat. The first step to get it here, it had to go on dry dock and have its hull inspected and certified by the Coast Guard that it was seaworthy in order to make the transit. And right now, that's where it's sitting, and it is being looked at, and so far, so good, that we know of. And initial funds that we were able to raise have gone just to that. It's to allow it to get out there, looked at. If there are some repairs that need to be made before it hits the water, we can accommodate a degree of that. And then if the Coast Guard gives us the go-ahead, it's going to be put back in the water and driven down the coast and brought up the river here. So that's the first step, and that's what. Go ahead, Dulcie. You've got a comment.
Actually, it will not be Coast Guard certified in Seattle when it floats down here.
Okay.
It will be inspected by a marine. It's been inspected by a marine inspector, so that we know that it's a viable boat in order to float to sail down to Astoria.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
okay,
some clarification
yeah.
on there.
I'm right? so glad you all know about these technicalities. That's great. Okay. So,
there are some.
So you're working on that, and then it's supposed to come down for Regatta.
Well, it's still in dry dock to our knowledge. And things are looking pretty good. We hope to hear from the captain Christian today and let us know. And then depending on the weather for the next, you know, it could be, we don't really know, in 2 weeks or...
Well, we have a goal of, we'd love July, right. We wrote down a date of July 17th. And the reason we went there is that, well, the timeline looks like we can make that. And it gets us here in time for this boat to be around when we start celebrating this town through regatta, through the 50th anniversary
of the bridge. That's right.
All these things that are going on and all these people, we want it to be able to be visible, even though we're still going to be working on it for the next year and a half to get it up to snuff so that we can operate it. We want people to actually see it for real. And this is the time to do it.
We actually want people to be able to walk on it.
Absolutely.
So the certificate of inspection, which unfortunately we don't have time or money to get in Seattle, we will be working on above water stuff here, and then we'll take it someplace and haul it out and do the Coast Guard inspection. But while it is sitting here in Astoria, we're going to open the doors and have people walk on and walk around and tell us their stories, their history, their love of, just like Terry talks about the ice cream and
hamburgers and things.
Are you going to be able to moor it at 14th Street?
Well, we have looked at that, and there's some challenges there because, obviously, the dock doesn't look like it used to, and we're investigating that. I think it's due because of that walkway that they put on the piling to the west, or the pier to the west. It might be too small.
Dulcie, you have become very knowledgeable for someone who didn't know about boats and docks and piers and things like that. And
well, you know.
You seem to know quite a bit.
Well,
you're passionate about this.
You have to get up to speed, right?
Yes, exactly.
I am passionate about it.
So how do you envision? So, all right, so the first step is, of course, bringing the ferry here so that people who are listening now, people in this region can
see it. People that worked on it, people that walked on it.
Yes, can see it. And, I mean, I can imagine, like, school children getting behind this and all kinds of donation campaigns and things to bring it here. Because, once again, just like the trolley, if the community had not had the vision and the foresight to bring the trolley here, we wouldn't have this amazing resource that we have. So what do you envision once the ferry's here? Obviously, fundraising campaign in earnest, volunteers in earnest to work on the ferry even.
Mm-hmm. We even need docents
for the ferry. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So what will the ferry, what is your vision of what the ferry will be doing here in Astoria?
In the first year, we don't have a plan exactly of what days we might be open. We'll be open some days so people can walk on the boat and enjoy it. There'll be days where we work on the boat, and there might be, and I think during the summertime, you know, during the summertime where the weather is beautiful, it'll be accessible, and then we're going to take it away, and we're going to work on it.
Okay, but when it's in operation, so let's say right now.
Everything gets fixed up and we're ready to go.
And you're ready to go. And you're open for business. Okay, because now for this next kind of year and a half, it's bringing it
home.
There
will be no sailing up and down the river. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No sailing up and down the river right away.
No.
Okay. However, there will be. That's right. The plan in the future is.
Well, we'll have. We're tossing around the ideas, but it's a facility for groups to have an organization, have a get-together of any sort.
A wedding, a party,
a conference. In the winter, it might be tied to the shore, but during the summer, it may go out on the river and be cruising around while they're doing this and having their event. The facilities on this, I mean, it's really nice inside. I mean, they fixed it up, upper and lower level. It's built for events. So that's important to know. The second thing of importance is that we want excursions of a couple different types, potentially. One of them would be maybe during the summer a daily excursion that heads out and just goes up and down the waterfront so that people get to look at Astoria from the water and right on this ferry, and maybe have a couple of big screen TVs up there as they're going along that at the same time might be showing historical pictures of Astoria as it was. Who knows?
That's a great idea.
Something to bring so many opportunities.
There's so many ways of doing this. An ecotourism tour, the occasion where you get a group and you you kind of nose around.
It's very exciting, the opportunities. Yeah, absolutely.
So those are the sorts of things. And, right. And then for when it's just tied to the dock, that somebody can, you know, give their $5 or something and get on and walk around in it. And again, get a history lesson. Another.
Right. And kind of like what the trolley does from the land, we could do from the river.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we only have a couple of minutes left. So I want to know what last minute things you want the listening audience to know about the Astoria Ferry. Again, tonight's event at Street 14 Cafe from 4:30 to 7:30. And then folks who want to go to your website, there are people who can still be engaged and want to volunteer and get be part of this Astoria Ferry group.
Well, yeah, totally. We need. Please go. We have a Gmail account, astoryferry@gmail.com. If you want to talk to us, we have PayPal on our website, astoryferry.com. You can come to the event. You can just, if you like what Tom and I have talked about this morning, you can send us a lovely donation at P.O. Box 261, Astoria, Oregon 97103. We have a phone number, but I can't remember what it is.
And if you have ideas, if you have been part, if you know about the ferry, or if you have some ideas,
we really want people to come and talk to us tonight. We want to capture your interest and your story and your love of what you did on this ferry, and we want to tell you what some of our ideas are.
Send us an email. I mean, if you're out there listening right now and you go to the Astoria Ferry. I want to know more. Oh, I know something. I want to share it with you. Oh, I want to volunteer. I want to spend time. I want to be part of this. AstoriaFerry@gmail.com. Let us know.
But the one thing that Tom brought up is that there will be a lot of money to get this thing up to Coast Guard certification so we can float up and down the Astoria coastline. But after that, we, in our business plan, we think that we can be self-sustaining. So really, we're going to be throwing some money into the boat for a year or so, and then the boat will take care of everything else.
And, well, I mean, and what a coup it would be for Astoria to have this original ferry.
We're
so lucky it's still there and that we can even do that, because I think it would be the envy of towns up and down the coast to have something like this.
I think
truly.
It's the envy. It'll be the envy of the world.
Yeah, truly. Well, it's a great story. It's an amazing story, actually. Yeah. So, well, kudos to both of you. Thank you so much for jumping in and getting involved, and to, obviously, Robert Jacob and Terry, did you want to say something?
Well, I'm salivating. I'm thinking about the trip from Seattle, Bremerton, to the Columbia River. I would like to be a member of that crew.
Maybe we can throw you on the boat.
It could be the Mare Express.
So this is the ground floor opportunity to get involved and be part of the Astoria Ferry. So if you're interested in the Astoria Ferry group, again, you can come to Street 14 tonight, 4:30 to 7:30. And you can also, it sounds like email is the best at Astoria Ferry.
Email or the website and touch
the
us
website,
through there.
AstoriaFerry.com and Astoria.
And the Facebook page, the Facebook page is filled with people that I don't know that love the ferry, that they're relatives of Fritz Elfing, they're, you know, all kinds of citizens are commenting on that Facebook page.
Well, congratulations for put a down payment on it. You've done the first thing. You've taken that leap of faith.
We showed him the money.
You showed him the money. So the leap of faith has happened, and thank heaven the captain is on board. And so now it's rallying the support of the community on all sides of this river, all around, and making it all happen. So, all right, well, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Positive about it, you know. We need people to be involved.
Yeah,
to make it happen.
Well, we need them, but we want them.
That's right.
Real quick, people really have to understand that over the last 15, 20 years, there's been a lot of maintenance done on this boat. It's not just sat there.
It has
consistently come out and been reworked and maintained. So
it's a great boat.
The man that owns the boat now is a tug captain. He buys boats all the time. He works on this thing. He has got a cadre of people that love this boat and work on this boat constantly.
A lot of love in that boat. All right. Thank you both so much. I'm really excited about this. This is going to be an amazing thing for everybody. Thanks to all of you who listened to Talk of Our Towns. Thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, as usual, for doing such a fabulous job. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. take a deep breath with gratitude. Oh, for all the good things that are happening in the world and in your life, there always will be those things that aren't working well and things that are sad for us in our lives, and the news can be a little overwhelming. However, at this moment in time, give yourself that loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back with gratitude, and for being you, for appreciating yourself, for being you, and doing the best you can, for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.